Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word one verse every day, 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing scriptures on the fall of man. Today we will be memorizing Romans 6:23. In fact, everybody out there, say that with me three times. Romans 6:23. Again, Romans 6:23. Again, Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23 says this: for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're going to break that down in a couple of different sections so that everybody out there listening to my voice can memorize this powerful verse. Everybody out there, say this with me five times. For the wages of sin is death. Say that with me. For the wages of sin is death. Again. For the wages of sin is death. Again, for the wages of sin is death. Again, for the wages of sin is death. One more time. For the wages of sin is death. Now say this with me five times. But the gift of God is eternal life. Say that with me five times. But the gift of God is eternal life. Again, but the gift of God is eternal life. Again, but the gift of God is eternal life. Again, but the gift of God is eternal life. One more time. But the gift of God is eternal life. Now let's try putting those two segments together. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Say that with me five times. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Again, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Again, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Again, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. One more time. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now we're going to memorize the last portion of that verse, which simply says this: through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Everybody say that with me five times. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Again, 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 through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now let's try putting that whole verse together. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 6:23. Let's say that together five times. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 6:23. Again, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 6:23. Again, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 6:23. Two more times. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 6:23. One more time, good and loud. Everybody out there. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 6:23.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife, Letha, on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.